Hey, good day, everyone. I'm Robin Spiro with the Viral Volley Podcast, and it's truly an honor to have my guest on today's show, Paige Tapp from the University of Minnesota, former middle blocker there, and also the USA Women's National Team, playing professionally abroad, and she is now going to be featured in a league that's, I'm very excited to follow, Athletes Unlimited. It's going to be happening in Dallas, Texas in February through March. And it's a unique competition with some of the, not only the United States best athletes, but the world's best athletes. So Paige, thanks for coming on over from the volleyballmag.com interview to talk more about Athletes Unlimited.
Thank you so much for having me, Rob. I'm excited to be here and share some information about the league.
Oh, you got to brag on yourself too. You know, you got to up the ante in the competition.
Yeah.
Here we go. First question for you is there are numerous high caliber domestic and international athletes competing. Are there any that you look forward to teaming up with and on the other side, competing against?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the setters, or two of the setters, are Erica Hanley and Sam Swenson. And I've actually been playing with them since I was 17 years old, club volleyball in Minnesota. So to say we have a nice, strong connection would definitely be true. And I'm really excited to team up with them because I learned how to play volleyball hitting off of them. We went to college together and competed against some really good teams. So to team up with them, I think will definitely help both of us because we're so familiar with each other. Mm-hmm. And then also just to play against Lauren Gibbemeyer and Tori Dixon. I played with them in the USA gym and they're Minnesota girls. I love them to death. And I've always loved playing against them. No one makes me better than when they're blocking against me and having to be creative and find ways to score. So I definitely cannot wait to either play with them or even have them on my team.
So if you guys end up bubbling in the same room together and you play against each other, it's going to be silent treatment until the match.
Maybe. No, we're always great off the court, competitive on the court, but it's always just like in good spirits.
Right. Well, it's actually a good segue to my next question for you, but there are a lot of Minnesota players that you got to play against, play with during your time, but also other alumni. Here's some of the names that have come from Minnesota that are doing well in the world today playing. Dolly Santana and now Tori Dixon, but she's now playing from our discussion before going live. Your sister, Hannah, she's playing abroad. But the athletes are going to be competing. Oh, and Sarah Wilhite, also is a part of that crew. But the ones that are competing with you during this tournament, Sam Seliger Swenson, Molly Lohman, Dali and Liz Rosado, Taylor Morgan, Erica Hanley, and Lauren Gibbemeyer. And then I just found out Tori Dixon is also there. What's it going to be like playing with all these ladies representing the Golden Gophers?
I think when you graduate college, it's almost really hard to know that you'll never play with these amazing athletes again that you've grown like so close with. And to have the opportunity to get to play with them again is just an unbelievable dream come true because we've pushed each other for years. I was with Molly for 3 years and Sam for 2 years and Dolly and Liz for 3 years. And we know each other so well. And to see how they've grown after college and blossomed into even better players is just really exciting. I can't wait to get on the court with them. We all have a really special bond at Minnesota. The culture is so great that everyone just respects each other like crazy. So to be able to play with these girls that I admire so much is going to be amazing.
Well, during your career, what was it like to play alongside them? I mean, a successful program in Minnesota, and I mean, winning is basically part of the name. From every time I see it postseason.
Yeah, we had definitely incredible competition every day in practice. Practice was harder than our matches often because who you're playing against on the other side of the net is just an unbelievable athlete. And I think that's what made us so good at Minnesota is every day we were trying our best to learn the other player. So we knew how to stop their best shots and make them a little bit better. And that's why I think Minnesota is so successful because we're constantly pushing each other and trying to make each other better. And to get the opportunity to do that again is going to be amazing. I think everyone's going to get a little better in just a short amount of time.
Well, you got to play for an extremely talented and cerebral coach in Coach Hugh McCutchen. What was it like playing for Hugh and also bringing what you learned into your professional career?
Hugh was the biggest reason I found success in volleyball. He is just an unbelievable coach. I could have never imagined coming out of high school that I would become the player I am. And I don't think I've ever had someone believe in me as much as I've had Hugh believe in me and how he believes in his athletes. And everything comes down to the fundamentals for him. And I think that you sometimes get good and you think, oh, I'm good enough as I am. But when I walked into college, you have to learn all of the skills over and you can perfect them and make them simpler. And he definitely does that for his athletes. And I, even when I practiced yesterday, I'll remember things that he just ingrains in you and says that are just very simple, fundamental parts of volleyball, but I'll never forget. And I think that's what he's really good at, is just making it simple and breaking it down for you. And you know all of the technical skills to succeed professionally.
Right. Well, so I named all the Minnesota gals that are competing in Athletes Unlimited, but let's just get some of the other names that are showing up on the list of 44 athletes. You may recognize some of them, competing against them. They've been in the USA gym. Nia Grant, USA and Penn State. Alex Holston, Florida, in the USA gym. Molly McCage, Val Nickel, Ebony Nwanabu, Taylor Bruns. And then just these people, Jordan Larson, Cassie Lickman, and Carson Lowe. No big deal. You've played against them at one point in your career, and you know their game. Do you think that gives you an advantage, being familiar with those athletes competing with and against them?
I hope so. Everyone's constantly evolving and getting better. I know Molly McCage really well. We actually played for two professional seasons in Germany together, and she's phenomenal. I definitely became a better middle blocker having to play against her every single day. But for all of those girls, I think knowing some of their tendencies will help me. And I definitely am a student of the game and I'm always watching and learning. But I think that the first couple weeks of training, when we're in there together, everyone's going to have their student hats on and trying to learn everyone's tendencies and everyone's shots. And I think that's definitely what's going to happen in the first week we go there, versus trying to remember what they did in college, because I do think that everyone's getting better every year and there's no way of knowing if they still like that sharp cross court shot anymore.
They've got a little more refined. They go to the roll shot now.
Yeah, probably they're much more smart, or so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, those are all the domestic players that we've seen, the NCAA standouts and USA women's national team members, but there's a handful of international standouts are going to be competing. Aldina Aliyeva of Uzbekistan, Sheila Castro of Brazil, Ari Cruz of Puerto Rico, but also Florida, Ogier Canasa of Turkey, Nomarez Velez of Puerto Rico, and Bethania de la Cruz of Dominican Republic. And I think you actually competed against Bethania at that Norseca Continental Championship in August of 2019.
Because
Dominican Republic was in that competition.
Yeah, I think you're right. And when I was overseas, it was a common theme that people were always asking, why doesn't the USA have a league? Why can't we come play in America? We would love to do that. So that it's gaining traction in other countries and these top players are joining is just a testament to how many people would really love to play in America. So I know those girls are really excited, and we're also excited to host them and show them a little bit of our lives here.
Right, right. You know, I was looking at the website about the format, and I thought it was brilliant the way it was going to be done. And I'll try and break it down, and definitely correct me if I'm off. But so it's just three sets, no matter what.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily who wins the sets, but the amount of points that's scored in the three sets. So let's say Team Blue loses the first set, like was it 23-25? The gold team could end up scoring more points, even though lose the second set and win at least the points competition.
Yeah.
Is that how you understand it to be?
Yeah. So there's no taking a set off. Sometimes it happens where you're down by 10 points and the team kind of relaxes and is like, okay, we'll just restart the next set maybe. Hopefully not. Hopefully I've never been on a team that does that, but sometimes you can see that happen. And this format is definitely every single point matters. And I think that is going to be really fun to watch, that people are scrambling for every single point. Even if there seems to be a deficit, every single point will matter and have a direct effect on the end result.
Well, I think it's interesting how they're going to be calculating the points. And we talked a little bit about that before coming on, but there are going to be three MVPs, first, second, and third place MVP, who will get an additional 60, 40, and 20 points accordingly. But each action has a point, like an ace is 12 points or a service error is minus 8. You know, for you as a middle blocker, attack plus 8 and an error minus 12. You said there's no middle hitter errors.
Only for blocking, I believe. Okay. That there is if you're attacking, but for blocking, I don't think there's errors. But if you get a stuck block, I think it's 12 points. I'm not sure the specific points. I hope I don't memorize them, so I'm not thinking.
I got it here. I actually had to scroll down a little bit, but yeah, there's no penalty for any negative action on a block. Yes. It's just if it's an attack error from the middle, you'll get a minus 12. Yeah. But. Exactly. But it's brilliant the way this is going to happen, because technically, you know, you think, oh, the outside hitter is the opposite. They're going to get all the action. But gosh, you have a night where you have 10 blocks. There's 120 points right there.
Yeah, definitely. They try to even it out so every position has a chance to be an MVP or just be a contributor to get some scores for their individual value.
Now, as a middle, you're going to come in and dust off the jump serve or the hybrid?
Oh yeah, I've been working on that. I was like, if anything happens this season, I'm going to be good at serving. So maybe I don't jump as high. I don't know, but I'm definitely going to be able to hit my flow. So right. Hopefully.
Well, I mean, with the amount of talent that's going to be in there, it's going to be hard to pick out a standout. So, I mean, on any given night, anyone could really stand out, but how many matches, because it's going to be over 4 weeks, I believe, but how many matches are you playing in that time period, like let's say a week, a schedule, what's it going to look like? Do you know yet?
I'm not sure exactly how many matches, but I think there's 2 to 3 a week. Mm-hmm. And there's 4 teams. So you play amongst the 4 teams, and then at the end of that week, there's a draft, and mm-hmm. there's totally new teams that train together for a week. And then there's another 3 matches, I believe, that weekend. And it's scattered throughout the weekend, Friday and Saturday, when you play. I think that's why they made it only 3 sets, and it's never going to go 5 sets, because you do have to play more than one game each weekend.
Right. Well, so let's look at it this way here. So starting from scratch from week one, and with the scoring and methodology and the way everything's going to go, this draft happens. If you ended up being one of the team captains to draft for week one, what players would Paige Tapp go after?
Oh my goodness. Well, for sure my setters are going to be Erica Hanley and Sam Swenson, because like I said before, I've been playing with them since I was 17. I played with them in college, and then Sam played with me on the national team a couple summers ago. So mm-hmm. I feel so comfortable with their buttery hands. For a middle, obviously Tori's amazing. Lauren Gibbemeyer is one of my idols. She has been since I was younger. If Lauren Gibbemeyer wore a headband, you better believe I was wearing a headband. Like, she was definitely an idol to me, and I would love to have her on my team. Sheila from Brazil is just mm-hmm. one of the best players ever, so definitely gonna have her on my team. Kristen Hahn, she's a libero. Mm-hmm. I actually roomed with her for a while in USA, and she has an unbelievable energy that I think every team can benefit from. So I'm definitely taking Hahn.
You're getting stuck on the outsides though. You're avoiding the outsides.
I know, I'm trying to think. I need like a roster in front of me. Karsta Lowe on the opposite. I love Karsta. She's an amazing person, and she can bang the ball. So she would be so fun to have.
Yeah.
Who who are some of the outsides I can choose from?
Jordan Larson is a familiar name.
Oh, Jordan Larson. Wait, I didn't say her first.
Jordan, the one who actually got you on to joining Athletes Unlimited.
Yeah, she's the reason I got this opportunity. So, and she's Jordan Larson. No explanation needed for her. Right. She's definitely on my team. And with that team, wow, I'll have Tama as my coach. She's helping with the coaching.
Oh, really? Oh, well, let me ask you that. What coaches are involved in the Athletes Unlimited?
I'm actually not sure the whole roster of coaches, but I do know Chris McGowan is the director. Mm-hmm. And he was the men's coach at BYU for a long time. And I've worked with him at some camps for Gold Medal Square. He's a phenomenal coach. So that'll be great. And then Tama, of course. Mm-hmm. I love Tama. She coached me professionally in Germany with Molly McCage at Stuttgart. Mm-hmm. And she's amazing. And so I'm really excited about her being there. I wish I could give you more into the coaching staff, but I don't think any of them have coached me before. So I don't want to screw up their names.
Gotta ask, you know.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that really stuck out about the drafting was this particular statement here. Team captains can consult with anyone they want prior to opening of the draft, including any Athletes Unlimited staff, former coaches and teammates. Who would you select to help you pick your roster out?
Well, that's a good question. Hugh, for sure. He knows more about volleyball. He can spot talent from anywhere. His strategy, everything. Hugh knows what he's talking about. So I would definitely talk to Hugh. I would actually talk to Jordan Larson, because she's probably also a captain at this point. If I'm one of the top four, she's definitely one of the top four, but I would ask her for her opinion definitely is probably spot on. Who else would I call?
It's a pretty solid lineup though you got for consultants already.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe Karch. I'd throw Karch a call, because you know he's watching every single video. He probably has the practice film and he's watching it, checking on his players. He's watching Tori and Karsta for sure. So he definitely knows what's going on in the gym there. And I'm sure he has some great things to say.
Yeah, I can totally see them the night of the draft, you know, just watching online and their phones blowing up with all their former and current national team players.
I know. They're probably going to be like, this draft is a nightmare. Actually, Karch would probably eat it up. He'd probably be so excited to help and strategize with you.
Well, that's great stuff, Paige. So the official dates are February 27th through March 29th in Dallas, Texas. I didn't get the name of the venue, but I know that was a pretty recent switch. And it's the Athletes Unlimited Volleyball League / competition, because it's individualized as well as a team competition. What is the best way to follow you and what you're doing these next few months?
Yeah, so Athletes Unlimited actually has a great Instagram, AU Pro Volleyball, AU Unlimited, I think are their Instagram handles, and they keep you up to date on all the latest players, all of the venue information, where you can find the games. And my Instagram page tab is probably where I update the information about my life and my volleyball career the most. So those two places. Also, I think it's Athletes Unlimited. I have the website up right now, auprosports.com. They have a ton of great information on there. So check it out.
Yeah, they're doing amazing. Volleyball is their specific Instagram as well. They're pretty active with stories right now, and we're looking forward to the Paige Tapp story. So, Well, Paige, I cannot thank you enough for taking time first with VolleyballMag.com and now with the Viral Volley Podcast. Looking forward to following what's happening with the Athletes Unlimited. A lot of people are rooting for this league to be successful, because U.S. has some incredible volleyball talent that never gets to be seen. And with this league coming about, I mean, only good things will come about, being that volleyball is probably the fastest growing sport participation level wise in high school. We got to capitalize on it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having us and trying to spread some of the word about this league. It really helps.
I'll be following. I'll be getting my MVP membership so I can vote for the top players in the matches. So my name is Paige Tapp. Remember, vote that.
Exactly.
So definitely follow Paige on Instagram, Athletes Unlimited, their volleyball account, as well as their main sports account. We really need to get on board and let the people know that there is a desire to see professional volleyball in the United States. Paige, again, thank you very much for taking the time. Looking forward to having you on during the competition, since there's going to be a lot of downtime. So you can give us some insider updates.
Oh, yeah, I'm there for that. Thank you so much.